From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. President Obama has signed his first piece of health legislation into law. It's a bill to provide health insurance to an estimated 11 million children over the next 4.5 years. The signing ceremony took place in the East Room of the White House just hours after the bill won final approval.
This is only the first step. The way I see it, providing coverage to 11 million children through CHIP is a down payment on my commitment to cover every single American.
There was overwhelming support for the bill in the House. The vote was 290 to 135. But getting the bill passed exposed significant partisan divisions on health care. In a moment, we'll hear from a Democratic senator about the future of health reform plans. First, NPR's Julie Ravner reports on the emerging partisan split over health care.
Republicans and Democrats have always supported the state children's health insurance program known as SCHIP. Today it provides health insurance to an estimated 7.4 million children. In 2007, the bill to expand it further was bipartisan too, but it was vetoed twice by President Bush. This year, though, Democrats have bigger majorities in both the House and Senate, and a Democratic president who was anxious to sign the measure in the first days of his new administration. So they jettisoned some of the compromises they'd made to win those GOP votes, much to the chagrin of Republicans like Phil Gingrey of Georgia.
At no point in the development of this legislation has the majority even entertained the idea of allowing Republicans to work with them in a bipartisan manner to improve the bill.
Among the changes from the last time around is the elimination of a 5-year waiting period for legal immigrant children to get health benefits under SCHIP or Medicaid. Democrats like Diana DeGette of Colorado hailed the change.
Frankly, Madam Speaker, it's about time that the most civilized country in the world gave health care coverage to all of its children.
But Republicans, like Steve King of Iowa, criticized the change for legal immigrants and another change that would make it easier for families to qualify without having to provide original copies of their children's birth certificates or passports.
It opens the door and says, on the first day you come here, you'll qualify for welfare legally. If you come here illegally, you can do the same thing for Medicaid by simply attesting to a Social Security number.
But children's health insurance isn't the only issue Republicans and Democrats are fighting over when it comes to health care. Health provisions in the economic stimulus bill are causing partisan headaches, and the withdrawal of Tom Daschle as the new administration's point person on health care won't help. Daschle was known for his ability to negotiate across political lines. But Drew Altman of the Kaiser Family Foundation says the search for common ground between the parties is at some level futile because the public itself is split along partisan lines when it comes to health care. So when politicians fight,
they're not just making it up. And they actually do reflect real differences between Democrats and Republicans on health about how they'd solve the problem and how much they would rely on government versus the market. How much they're willing to pay.
Which means today's may be the first and last signing ceremony, at least for a while. Julie Ravner, NPR News, Washington.